It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say,
hey.
Would you be mine?
Hey.
How you doing there, buddy?
Hey, welcome. Daniel.
What's going on?
This is good business.
Yeah.
And I am your host. I'm not a producer today. My name is Peter. Peter Zapai, and this is good business. How are you doing today, Daniel?
I could be doing better.
I mean, well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All you have to do is smile and think, hey, at least my day's not as bad as it possibly could be, right?
Yeah. And that's I'm very sad we pushed back our guest a week.
I know, and I apologize to Pigeon,
Mother Pigeon,
about pushing her back. We just have some turmoil. It feels like something's missing from the show today. I can't quite put my finger exactly on what it was.
Yeah,
but for that reason, we couldn't have a guest of that caliber when it just feels like something's not here.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. There's something missing here.
But as always, this is good business, your one-stop shop for positivity, happiness, and all the good things going on in the world.
Let's go. Yeah. First on the docket, and you booed.
I didn't mean to boo.
That's not very nice of you.
I didn't mean to. That was an honest accident.
You got to get rid of all of the negative buttons that you have.
Hey, if there's one thing you know about me, is that I would never bother you with the buttons. I would never do anything rude.
Dude, wait, can I make her a button request?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want this as a button.
But I thought... you just told me to get rid of all the negative buttons.
No, but
buttons,
like for the future, like going forward.
Oh, okay. Well, you know me. I'm very agreeable, and I always listen to what you guys have to say, especially when it comes to the production of the show and the buttons.
Yeah, but you know what? I kind of regret asking for that because we don't have control over the buttons, which just means that you're going to eventually use a crying baby on me.
No.
That's what's going to happen.
I wouldn't do that because that seems antagonistic, and that's just not the vibe of the show.
Yeah, I guess.
So, because we're doing good business today, let's both start off the show by saying one thing that we like about each other.
All right.
You go first.
You have a great taste in watches.
We are wearing almost the same exact watch.
Yeah.
Which is, honestly, I forgot that we both have the same watch.
You want to clink them together?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're going to have to do it close to the mic.
Yeah, look at that.
What if they just broke?
No, these things are durable as fuck, dude.
Yeah. And I didn't pay more than $25 for mine.
Yeah, like 20 bucks. I got it. I got mine at the, what is it? The MoMA gift store.
Oh, that's a MoMA Casio?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's like a special edition or anything like that. It's just because like the design of it is like classic, so they put it in there. Like they have like this knife that I got from there too. I forgot the fucking brand of it. It's like considered like a timeless classic design. I don't know, whatever. That's where I got it from. Hey, where'd you get yours from?
Amazon. Whoops.
Nice.
But either way, my compliment back to you is that this show would be impossible without you. You are what grounds us. You are the honest to God glue and fabric of this program.
I don't like the way you're smiling while you say that.
Well, of course I'm smiling. It's good business.
No, you're smiling. It's very smarmy.
You said that your favorite thing about me, or at least one good thing about me, was my watch. And you only said that because you're wearing that watch. So I feel as if the thing I said was plenty good.
I low-key complimented myself with that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But I put together 10 positive topics for us to go through. And that right there was number one. So give it up for yourself for being such a happy, well-adjusted guy.
All right. Well, I like this shirt you're wearing.
It has no anything on it. It is a plain maroon shirt.
All right. Well, listen to this. My dad worked at Fordham University his whole life growing up. So he would wear maroon sometimes. He had maroon shirts. And so when I see that color, it reminds me of my dad. It reminds me of the school I went to. And it gives me a good... I have a lot of nostalgia with that color.
Honestly?
So...
We're doing pretty good at being good.
That's why I like that shirt, hey. Honestly. I feel deep nostalgia when I see that shirt.
Hey, I appreciate that greatly. I did not put... I wish I would have put more thought into what I wore today, but unfortunately, I couldn't be bothered to care about anything. Yeah. But that's not happy. That's not positive. That's not good. You know what is good?
What's good?
Spring is beginning to bloom. Ooh. And the other day, I had the pleasure of going to Brooklyn's Botanical Gardens to see the recently bloomed cherry blossoms. Daniel, is there anything that you're looking forward to as the weather gets warmer?
I would just like to say that the Bronx has a much better botanical garden than the Brooklyn one.
See, what you're doing there is you're putting something down when we're specifically trying to be good and positive.
I'm shouting out the fucking botanical garden around where I live, dude. It's awesome.
When's
it's
the last time you've been there?
2022.
Oh, that's actually not bad. Good for you.
Yeah. And they had, they do like these like floral displays and shit like that. It was nice. It was awesome. What am I looking forward to when the weather's getting warmer? I guess just hanging out outside.
Hey, we're going to the Yankees game tomorrow.
We are going to the Yankees game. It's going to be a little chilly.
Once again, you're making things a little negative.
No, I'm planning on wearing a Knicks jersey with a Yankees jacket over it.
That's actually...
And just be like... Rawr!
Hey, that's just very...
New Yorked out.
That's very cool.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I'm just happy for all my friends in New York.
I just want to get on the Jumbotron, like showing off the Knicks jersey and being a dick.
That's very...
Screaming.
Cool.
Because people, you know, it's New York mania right now. Rangers. Rangers are in the playoffs. They're doing well.
Uh-oh.
The Knicks are in the playoffs. They're doing pretty well.
It's time for Danny's Sports Minute.
The Yankees, they're starting off the regular season pretty well. And, you know, the Knicks are playing Philly right now in the playoffs.
Yeah, skip that. What about Ryan Garcia?
Ryan Garcia, yo, dude, everybody thought he was going to get, like, fucked up because he's just been, like, walling out on social media, running around, doing crazy interviews and stuff. But I had a feeling he was going to win. He was, like, a huge underdog. I think, like, plus 750. Yeah, and he ended up winning.
Do you...
It was all marketing. He was just selling the fight.
But do you believe him?
About what?
If he would have lost, do you think he would have came out and said, I was just kidding. I was trolling.
No.
That very much feels like a, if you win, you can say that sort of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he's just being an entertainer and selling the fight and, like, trying to get people interested in his shit. You know? That's what you do. You're an entertainer, kind of. You know? Whatever.
That's fair enough.
You're just having fun.
And I guess while we're here, we should get into last week's predictions because some of them had to do with sports. Barack. Wait. Where is Barack?
I don't know.
That's fucking...
He's not here.
That's fucking odd.
We were waiting. It's like 9 p.m. right now. We were waiting a long time for him to come, and he just never showed up.
Yeah, and I didn't even... Honestly, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
But either way, Barack went 1-for-2. He said... Oh, no. He went... Yeah, no. He went 2-for-3, actually.
No, what did he predict?
He predicted that Drake would drop another diss, which he did, the one with Snoop Dogg and Tupac.
Oh, that shit is so whack to
me. It was incredibly whack.
Like, you're bringing other people into it. One of them is still alive.
Yep.
One of them is dead. Like,
and both of them sound exactly like Drake.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's really like corny. I don't know. I was not a fan of that. I don't see the strategy behind it. It's like, I don't know.
And then it said he also said Drake will do a diss, which he didn't. But then he also correctly guessed that me, producer Pete, would get a second night in Vegas.
You did from Tetris.
I put numbers up and I got a second night in Vegas.
Which whatever we, just we Tetris, went over this last
the
time.
Tetris proper in the App Store.
Yeah, I don't know. I have that one, but I've never gotten anything out of it.
Look at the top left corner. It'll say that you won coins.
I just ignore that.
Well, I clicked it because I was like, oh, I could get like a Tetris skin that looks like a snake or whatever the fuck, you know? And instead, they were like, how would you like to go to Vegas?
Dude, you rolled the Tetris, bro.
Our friends at VGA got their prediction incorrect as well. They said that specifically on Saturday, April 20th, Blaze It, Praise It. Arsenal will lose to the Wolves and score within the first 15 minutes. That's technically two wrong because the Wolves Arsenal did not 2-0. Score ever. They never scored.
Brock put up a parlay, and it was pretty good up until that.
Yeah, everything else that VGA said was true.
Yeah.
Except for this.
Him and Ivan talked at the bar. Ivan gave him other soccer picks that were also dogs. Mm-hmm. And they were winning. And then, yeah, Brock ended up losing on that last leg. But it was still a good journey.
And unfortunately for you, buddy, you went 0 for 3.
Yeah. I was talking on my ass.
Yeah, you said Kendrick would get caught cheating. A sex tape of Rick Ross would leak. And that the Heat would beat the Sixers.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, you know, you win some, you lose some. Overall, my record's still not that bad. Correct. I'm still pretty hot.
And I... very surprisingly, went 1 for 1. Oh, yeah. I correctly predicted that there would be an E. coli breakout.
Nice.
And there was.
Sick, dude.
Specifically, I said in Thailand, the United States, or Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened in the United States, folks. So if you bought beef, check your beef.
Dude, that's sick.
There's an E. coli. Literally, it is sick.
That's awesome that there's someone out there like suffering right now, and you're just over here on like our podcast like, yeah, I nailed it.
Well, to be fair, I thought it would be lettuce.
Yeah.
What I feel was like it? There's a beef, like I said.
Oh, beef. Okay.
Beef. Speaking of beef, back to our good business topics of the day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rappers with beef and dissing one another in hip-hop. Which I think is really lame.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite pair of hip-hop friends?
I would have to say probably, like, Action Bronson and Big Body Bess.
Yeah, that whole crew.
Yeah.
On top of that, also Cam and Mace.
That's pretty, yeah. They
become fast friends and just, like, extremely pleasant to be around.
Yeah, they grew up friends and basketball teammates, and then they had a falling out. And now they're just, like... killing it on that show that they got.
I don't know what happened with Mace where it kind of felt like he disappeared. Maybe for New Yorkers it felt different.
Yeah.
But like for me it was like, okay, Mo Money, he became Mo like Problems. A pastor. Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Is he still a pastor?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because he was hanging out with OJ Simpson, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace?
Yeah, rest in peace, OJ. He lived a great life.
He lived the American dream.
He had a hell of a life. I wouldn't call it great, but he had a hell of a life.
He lived the American dream.
Dude.
And he's a star maker. There's no Kardashians without OJ.
True. Yeah, OJ could take credit for that.
Kanye wouldn't have those kids if it weren't for OJ.
That's a fact. That's a hard fact.
Caitlyn Jenner would be in jail.
Dude, the trial of the century?
Yeah.
That was a crazy fucking moment in time.
You don't get the Kardashians without that. You don't get a lot of shit without that.
Dude. Yeah, he got arrested. That whole chase happened. My mom was pregnant with me still. So I might be Ron Goldman reincarnated. His soul might have landed down in my mom.
When did he die?
I don't know, around then.
Ron Goldman death. And when were you born?
July 15th, 1994.
Holy shit. It's a month. It's a month and 3 days.
Dude, yeah, I might meet what's her name? Nicole.
Also, I don't really know who Ron Goldman is. It's just kind of a name.
He was a waiter.
Maybe the most famous.
Yeah, he was.
Other than the cast of Vanderpump Rules.
He was having sex with Nicole, and I think she left her glasses at the restaurant he worked at. So he was, like, returning the glasses to her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, I got your glasses. And then OJ showed up like, I'm going to kill you, white boy.
He was white?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were both white.
I haven't deep dived into this as much as I should have.
Dude, Ron Goldman's dad looks kind of hilarious. His eyebrows are like huge. He kind of looks like Groucho Marx.
It was a Groucho Marx reference. I've been saying this to my girl because I watch Vanderpump Rules with her. Now, I don't watch it under my own volition, but I watch it with her. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
Have you ever heard anything about that show?
No, dude. I'm too straight.
Good, 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 good. Well... to let you know, it started.
Is it about shoes at all?
No.
Okay.
That's a good I pump, I hear you.
Yeah.
So it is a television show that started in its first season following the wait staff of a restaurant.
Okay.
And now they're on like season 11.
Uh-huh.
And they're all rich.
Holy
and
shit.
And they're all reality like television. Like tycoons? Stuff. They all own restaurants and brands and shit. And people, like, on the internet, like, there was a New York Times story about this guy, Tom Sandoval, who's in huge trouble, this thing called Scandoval, because he cheated on one of the girls on the show with another one of the girls on the show.
Nice.
And he became pretty much the most hated man in America.
You got to do it sometimes.
And the New York Times wrote a hit piece calling him the most hated man in America.
Yeah.
And progressively, as the show goes on, you can watch him and all of them further unravel into madness.
Yeah.
Because they were waiters.
Yeah.
When this first started.
And now it's all like going to their heads and shit like that.
Imagine you're a waiter.
Yeah.
Fast forward 10 years. New York Times has crowned you the most hated man in America.
That's awesome.
Dude.
The waiter became the most hated man.
Whenever I watch that show,
that's so terrible? He had an affair.
He cheated, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That happens like every day.
And he's annoying.
All right. Oh, I got it. Okay.
That's it.
And he's annoying. He's an annoying cheater?
He's an annoying cheater.
Does he look like...
He's handsome. He's handsome, but he's got crazy eyes.
All right. Is he built like a chef?
Yeah, everybody's built and attractive.
Okay.
It's in an L.A. restaurant scene. I just heard that.
What? No. What are you doing?
I was going to make you do another sports minute.
No, dude, the Yankee game just started. We're going to the Yankee game tomorrow.
Hell yeah. And on to another good business topic.
What do we have on the docket?
Earth Day just passed.
Hmm.
What have you been doing to offset your carbon footprint?
What have I been doing to offset? I don't know.
You don't drive.
Yeah, I don't. I don't drive. Thanks.
I didn't say why.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
I don't drive either.
Hey, man. You know what? I take the train. I'm responsible.
That's good. When you brush your teeth, do you turn the water off?
I let it run. I just let it run. I also take notoriously long showers. That's why I was kind of late today. I just stand in there. I chill. I got my phone going. I'm like listening to podcasts. I'm scrolling the internet. I just got warm water hitting me.
What's your using the phone technique in the shower?
I just like half of me is getting hit with hot water, and then the other half is me just standing out there.
Do you have a phone hand?
Yeah.
Which hand? Is it always the same hand?
No, it switches. Okay. Sometimes I gotta like lean my hand out if it gets like wet, and then like wipe it down, and then pick my phone back up.
What's your favorite ice cream topping?
Shit, I like vanilla plain by itself. I don't know. I like it. What do you want? What the fuck do you want from me? I can't do this nice shit. What do you ice cream flavors, Earth Day.
Do the nice shit.
It's stupid.
Do the nice shit.
Fucking, you want to talk about
today Earth Day? Is National Take a Chance Day. What's a risk that you're happy you took?
Fuck. A risk that I'm happy that I took, I guess, starting this podcast or some shit? I've been fucking taking risks all day on goddamn LinkedIn.
Doing
fucking
what?
Just DMing people. Like, oh, my God. What's up, man?
Hey, is there anything more depressing than applying for jobs?
Oh, God. At least I haven't put up that fucking bubble that's, like, open to work yet.
Why?
That's the most depressing.
Why?
It feels like rattling a tin cup.
I might LinkedIn. Do that.
You know what I like on LinkedIn? When someone starts like making all these like positive posts, and you're like, this guy's gearing up for a new job. He's trying to put himself in the algorithm.
Hey, as someone who's been posting on LinkedIn, I understand.
This person's trying to make their fucking name go out there.
There is nothing I hate more on LinkedIn than motherfuckers who just like... I swear to God, there must be like tons of websites where it's just like, what are cool things I can post on LinkedIn? And they're like five paragraphs. And it's always like, David and Goliath is a great story from the Bible.
Yeah.
And There's a lot you can learn from it in business, and then it'll be like bullet points of what you can learn from David and Goliath.
It'll be like, well, I had a job interview prospect, and they were half an hour late, and they showed up smelling like dog shit and covered in rain. And you know what? I gave them the job. They were over it. They were way better than the other candidate. Moral of the story is, you take that chance.
Yeah.
And like,
hey, right. It is National Take Your Chance Day.
Like, I guess I got to show up to, like, job interviews, like, I went through hell to get here.
My dad just beat me, and my mom just died.
Dude, just, like, torn up clothing. Like, I fucking fought Edward Scissorhands on the way here. I stepped in shit. I didn't wipe my shoe.
Memorize whatever Will Smith said in Pursuit of Happiness.
Just crying.
And just cry and say that.
Yeah, and then in reality, they'll be like, dude, get the fuck out of my office. And be like, yeah, you know, I really like that guy when they go on LinkedIn. But it's like a bunch of, I think it's called like copy pasta, where it's like, that's basically what it's become at this point.
I know a guy who did that. There's this guy I grew up with who I can't stand.
Yeah.
Who is trying so hard to be relevant in his specific space.
Yeah.
And he's succeeding.
Because he just shitposts like that all day.
And I keep saying, in like 5 years, if this guy plays his cards right, he's going to be a talking head on like Fox News, CNBC, all the financial fucking things. And it's just crazy to watch how it goes. Because the thing with a guy like that,
you just got to rile people up.
Or people who do that, is that they're choosing to as the rest of us choose not to.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a strategy anyone could implement.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the people who just do post aggregation on their social feeds to grow.
Yeah.
Everyone could do that.
Right.
But it's like despicable.
Yeah.
And frowned upon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just go for like pure engagement.
Engagement.
They don't care. They don't care if it's negative or if it's positive. The numbers are numbers. And it's still like translating to engagement, which makes their shit get boosted in the algorithm, which makes them gain followers, even if it's like, hey, people interact with it. And the fucking thing, that's the problem with these apps, is that like it feeds into that. Like, if there's an account that gets a bunch of like shit talk to it all day, it makes no difference to the algorithm. It's just like, yo, this account's hot.
Push their shit up. Words, accounts getting clicks is just getting clicks.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. I don't know.
But we've got a couple more topics if you can just make it.
All right. I got some stuff I want to talk about.
But let's get through it. Good topics, things that make us all happy.
I miss Barack.
How about coffee?
What about coffee? I don't drink coffee.
That's the topic.
It doesn't do anything for me.
You don't drink any coffee?
No, it does nothing for me.
How did I never know this about you?
I don't drink coffee.
Any coffee.
It does nothing for me except make me shit.
That's something.
I just use it as a diuretic sometimes. It's like, I'm like, yo, I'm a little backed up right now. I haven't passed a good, healthy movement in a few days. Let me drink some coffee. That's like the only time I drink coffee.
I feel like I just use it as a crutch.
It does nothing. I think because I have ADHD and I grew up taking like Adderall and stimulants and shit like that.
That is a right. I forgot about your dark origin story.
Yeah. No, dude, I worked in this, I went to a middle school where my mom worked at. So they used to make me take like an Adderall once in the morning. And then they used to make me take another one at like noon, lunchtime.
Bet it was healthy.
And a lot of the times
good for your nervous system.
I used to hide the pill under my tongue and like go back to class and spit it out like, bleh, you can't hold me down.
Like you're at a mental hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like fucking Jack Nicholson in Cuckoo's Nest. Just like, bleh, you can't make me take my fucking pills, ratchet.
Like, you're just hiding it?
Yeah. Just until I got out of sight of my mom, and then I'd show like the other kids like being all cool. Like, hey, look at this. I didn't take my medicine. So they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
My experience was the exact opposite, where my parents didn't believe in any intervention.
Yeah.
So like, just let him rock.
He's just being a boy.
Yeah, pretty much. And that led to a number of principal visits, suspensions, and I wasn't doing anything bad. I was just bored and disruptive.
Yeah, I was just out of control.
Did you know back in the day they didn't even used to diagnose ADHD or ADD in women or girls?
Why? Did you like what year back in the day
when we were in school?
I didn't know that. So it was just an exclusively boy problem?
They thought it was like little boys are all who gets it.
Damn. Nah, dude, I had that shit bad. Since my mom worked at the school that I went to, whenever I got in trouble, they used to just call up to her classroom and be like, Miss Barrero, can you come down here? Daniel's doing this, this, and that. My mom got like fed up. So then, you know, the medication started. And then still, like, all that made me do is that I would, like, when I was on those bills, I would completely ignore all the classwork that was going on and just read my own book in the corner. And I would just, like, blaze through a Star Wars book in, like, one day and, like, not do any of the work.
Well, that's because those drugs aren't, like, they're not, like, the pay attention in school drugs. They're the pay attention to something.
Yeah.
Drugs, you know?
Yeah, it's just something that I happen to like, which is Star Wars.
Was it Ritalin?
I forget the brand of it. It was probably Ritalin.
Because I was going to say, they don't even give kids Ritalin anymore.
I forget the name brand of it. I remember it was like a half white, half blue pill. Looking like some shit Dr. Mario would throw at you.
Okay. So now we only have two good business topics left.
All right.
And you can pick between the two. I won't make you do both.
All right. Yeah, let's see what they are.
I know you're in a relationship.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about baby names?
What the fuck are you talking about baby names?
Okay. We'll do that one.
No.
As a kid, did you ever have a lemonade stand?
I can't have a fucking lemonade stand in the Bronx. No. One time I got in trouble because I was selling candy in middle school. I was flipping it during lunch. So I would go to the store in the morning, buy a bunch of shit, come to fucking school, sell it for like make profit. I got in trouble for that. It's an entrepreneurial thing for a kid to do.
Well, they probably think that you're getting ready to sell drugs, or they thought you were just selling drugs straight up.
No, I was fucking selling Snickers bars during lunchtime, and it's bullshit. Just like all this nice shit. I don't want to do this nice shit. It's stupid.
Well,
I don't want any more positivity.
I did a lemonade stand and a candy flip, but what I did was I gave all the money to the Red Cross to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Fuck them. No.
That's a harsh turn.
No.
And here it is, our song of the week.
It might seem crazy what I hate you. Get another cup. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Check your booty. Boy, Barack, out here at the Carnival Conquest. We just landed at the Keys on our way to Mexico. I miss y'all. I'm enjoying my time out here on my vacation. Much needed vacation. I love you guys. Yo, producer Pete Danny, take it away.
Yo, so now we'll acknowledge that he's not here.
I hope his family doesn't get split up like mine did.
And I hope the cruise ship crashes.
I hope that he didn't try to sneak in a bunch of booze and got turned away.
We're going
to
hear about that. Whenever he comes back, we're going to hear about all of his Carnival cruise shenanigans.
Did that stuff make the last episode where you guys were arguing about the best ways to sneak in liquor?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was a stupid conversation. It made me so angry.
Well, he doesn't take advice or criticism or anything well.
No, he does not. But I hope he's having a grand old time.
And I don't.
I remember when I was on the cruise, what did I do? I watched a musical. They had a musical going on.
They had a musical?
Yeah, they had Rock of Ages.
What musical?
Rock of Ages.
Oh.
It was awesome.
And isn't that what, I believe the correct terminology is a jukebox musical?
Jukebox musical. So they only use pre-existing songs and they perform them within the context of that story that's going on, and they kind of like make them fit what's going on.
Like Jersey Boys or Mean Girls.
Right, or Mamma Mia. Yeah. as opposed to like other musicals. I remember I was just talking to you about musicals.
We're going deep on musical talk.
Yeah. I was just talking to you about musicals. I was like, dude, Les Mis is awesome.
I think I know a couple songs from Les Mis.
Yeah. I Dream the Dream.
Yeah, sure.
Do you hear the people sing?
You liking Les Mis.
One Day More.
No, you liking Les Mis is the shock of the century.
Why? Dude, it's awesome. It's a great story.
You don't come off as someone who would like musicals or French people.
Dude, I'm like, all right.
I like musicals. Which is reasonable. Yeah. And do you have a favorite? Is Les Mis your favorite?
I would say Les Mis is my favorite.
Does Willy Wonka count as a musical? It's got a lot of songs.
I don't think so, because the songs are like, they come out and sing about a kid dying. Like when the kids die.
Four kids die.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh no, Blueberry, now she is dead. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh no, Augustus Gloop. Yeah. Whatever the fuck. But they're singing.
Yeah, but it's not really like a musical. It, like the music isn't there to like advance the plot or like express, it's just like kind of like a taunt.
No, one of the names of the songs, dude. I've Got a Golden Ticket.
It's like,
and it's about him finding a golden ticket.
It's like if the Oompa Loompas just came out and started teabagging the dead body. Like, that's literally the same thing.
That is very much the dance.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
It's a teabag motion.
It's the same thing. They're just out there celebrating the death of a small child.
Well, if that's not a musical, then I don't know what my favorite musical is.
They just wanted to fucking check out a chocolate factory, and now they're dead forever.
I've never been.
Nothing can bring it back. They're just fucking dead, and the Oompa Loompa's like, ha, 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 shouldn't ate that. Like,
don't make me get on my Wonka high horse, because the new Chalamet Wonka is dog shit.
I mean, you did that to yourself.
They took away all the creepiness of Wonka. Mm. That's what makes the films, is that you feel as if he's dangerous.
Yeah.
Like Gene Wilder, he was dangerous. Johnny Depp, dangerous.
You ever read the book?
No.
I used to love Roald Dahl.
You guys have talked about Roald Dahl too much on the podcast.
I don't remember that.
Didn't you talk about Roald Dahl Day?
No.
Then I'm misremembering. I don't remember that. Nope. I went to see a stand-up comedian, and he talked about Roald Dahl Day.
I remember talking
about James A. Caster.
Shel Silverstein, and I used to read his books, and he looks like...
Wait, Shel Silverstein's a man?
Yeah. And he looks like a fucking psycho.
I thought it was a woman.
Like a brutal fucking psycho.
Shel Silverstein.
Yeah, look at Shel's. Dude, he's the man. And he looks fucking out of his mind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, is he a man? Yeah. That's a man.
That's a man.
That's
from
a fucking,
Chicago.
That's a... No, pause on that. That's a guy.
That's a fella.
That's someone you'd be scared of in the street.
Rest in peace, Shel Silverstein. Dead.
Yeah. For a while.
He wrote... Johnny Cash is A Boy Named Sue?
I didn't know that.
What the fuck? Yeah, shout out Shel Silverstein.
Dude, I think my favorite book growing up was The Giving Tree.
Yeah, The Giving Tree. He has bangers.
I have a copy of The Giving Tree with like a really nice handwritten note from my parents in the front of it.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, it's in my room. Well, yeah, I'm looking at his wiki too, where the sidewalk ends, A Light in the Attic. Dude. I used to love his stuff.
He wrote A Boy Named Sue.
Yeah, dude. He's awesome. He's a man.
Yeah, holy shit. How do we even get there?
Yeah, how did we get here?
Bad business. What, Barack?
No, we were talking about Oompa Loompas, musicals.
And Shel Silverstein. Rest in peace, Barack, though. He's not going to come back. And
we're I actually have some breaking news for you.
What?
Yeah, I have some breaking news for you, dude.
I wish we had a here you go.
This is the first time you're going to hear it. Tyrese Maxey just won NBA's Most Improved Player of the Year.
Doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, because he dropped like fucking 30-something. And you know what? Dante DiVincenzo stole his heart in front of 80,000 people in Madison Square Garden last night.
Let me tell you. I have never hated Villanova,
mm-hmm.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can say because I can't... I'm contractually obligated to not be mean about the Knicks.
Yeah. Dude, the Knicks are awesome. Yeah, you can't say shit about the Knicks.
Because of my situation.
Yeah.
But...
Dude, I was high for like 2 hours last night when that happened. It was awesome.
I'm trying very hard.
It was a great win. It was a great time.
It was a terrible game. And my only hope is.
If anyone's listening to this, we're talking about the game two of the Knicks 76ers series where they stole.
My only hope is that
the win.
The Sixers have looked like absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
And they've still been competitive in these games, which they should, because the Knicks are not a good team. Like, they don't have a talented roster. Like, they're a bad team.
Dude, they left it all out there last night.
They did.
If that wasn't enough to win, then they don't have it in them.
They're trying as hard as humanly possible.
Joel Embiid cannot do it. He's injured.
3 days rest.
He's injured.
3 days rest headed back to Philly.
Dude, he was on so many painkillers last night during the game. There was a video that came out, and he literally couldn't close his left eye when he blinked.
And he couldn't run either.
Yeah, he had zero rebounds in the second half.
I know. I took him 10.5 rebounds.
Because he's not there. He's hurt. He's forcing it.
He still put up like 35, 37 yeah, or whatever did. The hell.
Yeah, he did.
That's the thing is he's playing well on offense, not playing well on defense, and it's fucking impossible to watch.
Yeah.
And the duo of Hartenstein and Einstein. Robinson is they're too fucking big.
Dude, how about that block from Hartenstein, man?
Just the fingers.
Dude, that was awesome.
That was the game-saving play. If Maxey finishes...
He would have made that layup. He would have made that layup for sure. If that block wasn't there, for sure. That was amazing.
I'm not allowed to talk shit about the Knicks.
All right, we'll talk...
MSG. We'll talk James shit about something else. I'm not allowed to talk about any of them.
So we could do regular bad business topics now, right?
Sure.
So Alec Baldwin got into a fight with Crackhead Barney at a coffee shop.
Which is funny as shit, because... for those of you that don't recall, I recommend you go to the Bad Business Instagram and look for, just click Reels and then look for a woman with her boobs out. And yeah. That is Crackhead Barney.
Who Barack talked to.
Who Barack interviewed at the Trump.
And she was like, what you want me to do, say the N-word?
No, we did not. She hated it. Well, honestly.
No, you guys asked her to rap if she got bars, and she took that as if you guys were like trying to like make her into like.
A stereotype. Being yeah. That we were asking everyone that. But yeah. Admittedly, and I'll say this because Barack's not here. Barack didn't stand a goddamn chance with Crackhead Barney.
I could see that.
Like he was hungry, Ramadan, yada, yada.
She kind of just steamrolls.
She steamrolled the shit out of Barack.
Yeah.
And he did not have a chance in hell. Barack looked scared in that footage.
He probably didn't know what to say.
He
didn't know who she was either.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's no context there.
Meanwhile, I had met Crackhead Barney in 2020.
Okay.
So I saw her all over the place. She was in Philly for the protests.
Jesus Christ.
She was in D.C.
She's out here taking megabuses?
She's in D.C.
You think she looks like that on the megabus?
I would. You know what? You raise a good point. I've never seen what she looks like without that stuff. And by the way, look up Crackhead Barney. She does white face, wears like toilet paper.
She looks semi-normal in the pictures of her and Alec Baldwin. Which is like also like one of the like worst people you could like troll.
Yeah. Well, so explain what happened with the Alec Baldwin situation.
Alec Baldwin is just minding his own goddamn business in a coffee shop. And the Crackhead Barney lady, she just goes up to him filming and she's like, hey, why'd you kill that lady? Why'd you shoot her? Don't shoot me. Why'd you do it? Can I get a free Palestine? No free Palestine? Free Palestine. Say free Palestine. Free Palestine. Like, she's just going
Meanwhile,
at it.
Meanwhile, Alec Baldwin looks defeated.
Yeah.
In the video, I like Crackhead Barney and I like her antics, but when she gets a reaction like that, just like slumped over and depressed, it was pretty fucking brutal to watch.
Well, I feel like also it's like he's being like confronted publicly by like a black woman. So it's it's like the worst optics. Like if he were to have like a outwardly negative reaction with all the things that are going on right now, it's like, really? And that's how you react to this black woman? Like that would be like the icing on the cake. Like
say free Palestine. Can you say free Palestine? Can you say
she doesn't look that bad in the footage. She looks kinda normal.
One time. You killed that lady, got no jail time.
You killed that lady, got no jail time.
Just say free Palestine one time.
Call the police.
You know he's a
call the police.
Come on, Alan.
Call the police.
Free Palestine one time. Free Palestine. F Israel. F Zionism.
Like,
please say it.
like, I kind of don't like all the shit that Alec Baldwin's been getting off of the thing that happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, he killed someone on accident.
It's manslaughter.
And the other person got jail time for
it. That person should have jail time for it.
Yeah.
But, like as an actor, like, you arrive to set, you're going to assume that this gun is not a real gun. Like, it's not really, like, how is that his fault?
Yeah, you assume it's a prop.
Yeah.
You're Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, you're just, like, literally you're thinking, like, there's no way in hell this person's going to give me an actual gun. Like, you know what I mean? Or, like,
I don't think it would even cross your mind. No. I don't think it would even cross your mind.
You're like, we're on a film set. Like, if someone, unless you're method as fuck, like, if someone hands you, like, a bottle of booze and you drink from it while you're making a film, you're going to assume that this is food coloring and something like non-alcoholic.
Apple juice or something. Yeah.
Like you're going to assume that it's, like, water. You know what I mean? Like, if someone hands you, like, a bottle of vodka and you're supposed to be, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you actually bring this?
Have you ever seen, like, that grid that it's, like, chaotic good, chaotic neutral, chaotic evil? I don't know where crackhead Barney lands. I think she is maybe a
chaotic neutral.
I think she's a chaotic neutral, but chaotic being the underlying theme.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to go at anybody. And I don't know where Alec Baldwin lands on the Israel-Palestine thing. And honestly, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't need celebrities to agree with me.
Where would he land on that?
He portrayed Trump on
he used to make fun of
on
Trump,
SNL.
Right? So I think he's probably, like, left-leaning then?
But, you know, he's old-school left-leaning, you know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And like I said, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just, the fact that crackhead Barney was not in full white face like she usually is makes me believe that she was just there to get coffee.
Yeah.
Or she was in the neighborhood and got a text that was like, Alec Baldwin's right over there.
She was like gearing up for some other shit later on that day. She was getting her morning joke.
Like, holy fuck.
She saw an opportunity. She had to jump at it.
Is that Alec Baldwin? I'm crackhead Barney. I have to do this right now.
Because usually she has like a camera person that gets her in the content as well while she's in the character. That was like more like spur of the moment, off the cuff, like.
Yeah, take advantage. It'd be like if when I saw Logan Paul last week, I was just like, why'd you go to Japan? Why'd you go to Japan? Say free Palestine.
Yeah, it's like, dude, like, leave me alone.
And then I go to the grocery store, I bump into Michael Emerson, and I go, why'd you kill that lady on Lost? Why'd you do that? Say free Palestine.
All right, but that was a TV show. He actually did shoot
I don't think he did anything bad in real life.
He did shoot that woman for real. And that's a tragedy. I'm not saying it's not a tragedy, but it's also like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, well, I know, honestly, I've been trying this whole time to come up with a metaphor for Alec Baldwin's situation, but there is none.
He's famous for having rage problems. Like, he's...
That is true.
He's assault... Like, I remember someone... He got into road rage with someone and beat the shit out of their car with a golf club.
But to be fair to Alec Baldwin, in that video, he responded like someone who has learned...
Yeah, he's responding that like someone who knows they're on camera.
You think Chevy Chase would have responded that way?
I don't know. Did Chevy Chase have any like murders in his?
No, but he's got a ton of public lash outs. Like to me, Alec Baldwin and Chevy Chase occupy this. They're the same guy, but one's left wing, one's right wing.
Yeah. I don't know. Alec just strikes me as like he's aware of the times that we live in now.
But that's what I mean by learning. Yeah. If this was 2012.
Yeah. He's like hyper-conscious of like.
He's throwing coffee on this woman.
Right.
In 2012.
Yeah, yeah.
2024.
Like, he probably, I don't know.
2024, he just has to look sad and defeated.
It's just like, yo, I know they're filming me right now. I know this is going to go viral. Like, just like. Look sad. Yeah, look defeated.
That was the best thing he could have done there.
Just get sympathy. But like he started like punching her camera.
He did?
Yeah, he punched a camera.
Alec?
Yeah, he punched a phone out of her hand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would. I would be going fucking nuts. Yeah. But honestly, I would have just said free Palestine.
I don't know.
I don't want to be bullied into doing anything.
Yeah, even if I do, like, you know what I mean? And I do. Like, if I do in that situation, I'm not going to be like, fuck you. Like, I'm not going to be like, yeah. I'm going to say this to appease you. It's like, no, I'm not your puppet, you know?
But, you know, and the only reason why I think it's fine that crackhead Barney acts like this is because she's the only one.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of copycats of her.
She's kind of like, she kind of reminds me of that Supreme Patty guy from back in the day. Remember him?
Yes, but once again,
just obnoxious.
Chaotic evil.
Yeah.
Crackhead Barney is a chaotic neutral.
Yeah, even though she did yell a racial slur at Barack.
Well, I mean, that, you know, no comment. I got nothing to do with that. She did do that, though. Yeah.
I miss Barack.
I don't.
I do. You know what this feels like right now?
What?
You ever see that episode of Seinfeld when George and Elaine hang out, like, to prove that they could hang out without Jerry?
We've done this before.
Yeah, I know. I know. Just that's what came to mind.
That's pretty fair, though.
No, I'm not. It's funny, though. He's, like, he's the, like, common denominator. Like, he's always here. I don't mean there's, like, a slight against
him. Well, on top of that, me and both me and you and me and Barack have have different things in common. Wait.
The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Oh, we're going to call again. But
was that Ming?
Yeah, it was calling Ming Fai Chan to replace Barack real quick. But I have a lot in common with both of you, but I feel like, hello?
Jason, what's up?
Yo, Ming, you're on Bad Business.
Yo, what's up, Ming?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Yo, Barack is out, and we just needed some fresh air. How you feeling?
I'm feeling well. How about you?
I'm feeling better than well. Can you give us some positivity? What's been up in the Ming Fai Chan lifestyle?
Say again? It's a little bit low over there.
What have you been doing, Ming? Give us some updates on your life.
Well, bring my peers, taking it to the next level.
What have you been doing?
Taking it to the next level. I love that.
Yep. Do you guys hear that we have a beer now?
We have a beer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself at the beer release event?
Of course. That was fun.
Did you enjoy when we started chanting Ming Fai Chan?
Yep, I love that.
You have one of the most chantable names in America.
It is very, it's like three syllables each.
Yep.
Like,
Ming Fai Chan.
That's true. Ming Fai Chan.
All right, Ming, you got anything spicy for us?
Chicken?
It was great talking to you, Ming. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for being on Bad Business.
Can I get a free Palestine?
Oh, God. All right. Ming, you don't have to answer
that. Let's go.
That. I'll talk to you later, right, man.
I'm not going to answer that.
Peace, buddy.
What? Later, guys.
You know what I like about Ming? Is because Ming acts like a famous person.
Yeah.
He wants to be very careful about what he says. And every time we've ever called him, he has always said nothing.
Yeah. It's like it's just like a bunch of like tap dancing around a question.
That's exactly what he does.
Yeah. I wanted a free Palestine from him.
I don't think he would have said that.
That's what makes it funny.
I don't think I've never heard him say anything political.
Dude, let's just go outside and make random people say it on camera. Just, I think like people would just say it out of fear of getting fired. Like if they have a camera in their face.
Or the opposite.
True.
It's like it's one of those situations where if you get asked to talk about the Israel-Palestine conflict,
yeah,
there is no safe answer.
None.
In a corporate setting or in almost any setting.
Dude, let's just go outside with like fake CBS mics and like a camera and people random. What do you think about Israel-Palestine?
Can you get in trouble for impersonating other media outlets?
Maybe, but I don't think.
How much trouble?
I don't know. Maybe like defamation or something?
Maybe copyright?
I don't know.
Copyright infringement or something.
I just think it's hilarious to just go outside and just hot potato people like, hey, woo!
Yeah.
Something that could ruin your life. Weigh in on it.
It would be very funny to go outside of like MSG during these NBA playoffs and have like ESPN mic flags.
Yeah.
And ask people sports questions and then at the very end be
just
like,
flip it.
Be like, all right, so how do you feel about Israel-Palestine?
Yeah.
They'll
have like the most educated like sports opinions. They'll be like, yeah, you know, Jalen Brunson, he's shooting 43% from the field right now. So, you know, they're all rebounding and they're playing the paint. And then you're like, all right, Israel-Palestine? They're like,
find Iraq on a map.
Yeah. Just give it, oh, fuck it. You know.
I think ESPN would
I'm just
love
a guy.
That.
That's all you get. I'm just a guy.
Yeah, I don't have any opinions. Meanwhile, they're like Dante DiVincenzo's efficiency rating
through the roof.
Yeah, using like advanced analytics.
It's at like a plus 14 when he's on the court. And then I'm just a guy. I think that's going to be my answer if anyone ever puts me on the spot like that.
What?
I'm just a guy.
I'm just a guy who works.
I'm just a guy.
You know what I think is funny is that when we're here and we're the only people here to the point where the lights turn off.
Yeah, it's kind of romantic.
Has it settled in on you? I feel like 60-some episodes in, it becomes more and more ridiculous what we're doing.
Yeah. I think I'm looking forward to episode 69.
Oh, yeah?
That's going to be a sexy episode.
We've talked a little bit about it's going to be the sexiest episode we do. I don't know what can make it that.
I think if we all record with our shirts off, it'll be a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Even though people can't see it.
Maybe do it in public. Video. We should do it in public.
Yeah. Shirts off.
Take our shirts off. Go to the park.
Washington Square Park, right down there.
There's one right there.
No, Washington Square is like popping, dude.
That's where the kooks are.
Exactly. That's why it's popping. There's a protest out there right now.
I know. About?
Israel-Palestine.
Right on cue.
Yeah, dude. I saw NYU is like building walls around like all these like protest spaces.
Mm-hmm.
That are like I guess like the common areas that the pro-Palestine people are like protesting at and shit like that, which just seems like the stupidest thing that you could do.
Well, I also saw
because you're kind of like giving a validity. My bad.
No, you're good. No, you build barriers and stuff with NYU. It's different because they're under the jurisdiction of the NYPD because it's in the middle of the city.
Mm.
Whereas Columbia, they have the right of refusal to tell NYPD to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So at Columbia, there's a similar one where they built an encampment very similarly. It's a common tactic. I've told the story about how I worked with a homeless encampment in Philly. And like building structures and taking up as much space is a necessary tactic to accomplish a goal or your goal. I don't know what they think they're going to accomplish.
Yeah.
Other than maybe getting their universities to divest.
Is NYU an Ivy League?
NYU is not an Ivy League. It's like Ivy adjacent.
Okay. Because I know Columbia is Ivy League. I don't hear shit about Fordham doing protests. But also,
Fordham's also a little upper middle class.
Fordham University is actually like probably very right leaning, because like I used to walk through campus and there would be like MAGA flags and like dorm room windows and shit like that. And I used to get like dirty looks just walking around on campus
for being Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I used to have like way longer hair and I'd be walking around with like a fucking bomber jacket and Timberlands and like I'm over here like I just look like a hoodlum.
I'll never forget when I was in college during the 2016 election. I was in London for the actual election, and my friend Raph, short for Raphael, he got a call from his parents that they got in a racist altercation at the voting station.
Uh-huh.
And it like shattered him because like it was all the news and stuff and how shit was trending, and then his Hispanic parents get like racistly assaulted while voting. And then the next day...
How do they know who they're voting for?
It was, you know, rural Pennsylvania. Hispanics go to the voting station.
Yeah, but still, they could be voting Trump. You don't know.
Well, imagine a primarily white neighborhood, you know.
Get out of here.
And also...
Stay out the booth.
Racists aren't like, they're probably voting for our side.
Yeah.
This is not how it happened.
Let's reserve our judgment on this one, boys. Yeah. Boys, reserve your judgment. Boys,
let's not jump to conclusions.
Yeah. Dude, now I remember that same election day, I went to Fordham and Lincoln Center, which is right by the Trump Towers. And they were all just outside, like, chanting all, like, he will not defeat us. He will not, like, all that stuff like that. And I was
aren't you excited? There, like, only a couple more months until that's life again.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone's going to care as much this time.
No, it's going to be a lot worse.
It feels so empty. This upcoming election feels so empty and uninspiring.
I don't know. I think it's... Also, the last election did have the fact that everyone was kind of stir crazy.
Are you talking about 2020?
Yeah.
You got to remember when all this Trump shit started, Trump was 10 years younger.
Yeah.
And Biden was 10 years younger.
Biden was sharp like a whip back in
the day. We've been doing this shit for 10 years.
Yeah.
A decade. Because remember, Trump started gearing up in 2014.
Yeah.
2014.
And we all thought it was funny at first. We were like, oh, look at this guy.
We didn't all think it was funny.
I thought it was fucking hilarious at first.
Let me finish. It was funny.
It was funny.
Like, the optics. Like, yeah, he was saying crazy racist shit, but, like, he rode up the escalator for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then said that everyone from Mexico is a rapist.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And that they're not sending their best. That's how he kicked things off.
Yeah.
He rode an escalator for 5 minutes and called Mexicans rapists.
Yeah. After a while.
Which we don't agree with.
It was like, all right, are we still doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Are we still doing this?
And then
after a while.
He went on debate stages and said, your wife's ugly. Yeah. You're a retard. And then he won.
Shattered everything. He won. Yeah, you can't say anything. You can't debate with a guy like that.
You can't read. You're a stupid little bitch. Said dad, Ted Cruz's wife was ugly and that his dad killed JFK.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know. Joe Biden might be able to debate him just because he doesn't know what's going on.
Well, Joe Biden's the perfect Teflon. He'll go, you're stupid and you are old. And then Biden will go, huh?
Exactly.
Listen here, Jack.
We're gonna bring them back from Vietnam.
Exactly. Like,
we're gonna bring our boys back from Nam. And everyone's just like, yeah, bring them back from Nam.
Yeah. Who's in Nam?
Just we're bringing back that one guy from the deer hunter that's playing Russian roulette over there.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
Shit.
It's prediction time, baby.
I don't know if I have anything.
Do we want to go Barack-specific predictions?
Like
things that he'll come back from saying.
You know what? I predict that Barack will bring back me and you a little knick-knack from Mexico.
I would almost say I should just go the opposite.
That he's just going to say, fuck us?
No. I think we're not getting knickknacks. Because he was really bugging me for a Cash App that I owed him. So okay. I think he's strapped for cash. I don't think he's going to get us anything.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
So there's our predictions. You're just going straight up?
Knickknack.
Danny says knickknack. Peter Zapai says no knickknack.
I do know for sure he's going to have some funny-ass stories when he comes back.
I hope so, because remember when he went to Vegas with his family, he came back, he was like, Vegas with the family is stupid.
Homeless people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But homeless people can't get on cruises. Mm. And if they could, good for them, honestly. That's a good couple days. What happens if they kick you off? Do they kick you off in a different country?
No.
Dude, imagine being a stowaway on a Carnival cruise. And they're like, hey, no, get out of here. They throw you in the brig.
Yeah.
And then you dock in Mexico and they're like, get off.
Yeah, you're just here.
Now you're just in Tulum.
You just live here now. That'd be an upgrade from like East Coast, I guess.
Let me tell you how fucking scared I'd be as someone who doesn't speak Spanish.
Dude, like...
I'm homeless and I can't speak the language?
Yeah, but I feel like if you're homeless, you're in the prime position to become, like, an outlaw. And just, like, start doing crime and shit.
Dude.
Anyway, so, like, dude, what better place than Mexico?
I could be the first white member of MS-13.
Yeah, you'll be down there.
Like, I get a jump. Next time you see me, I'm calling you. Oh, no.
You'll be down there like Kenny Powers in Eastbound and Down.
Fuck yeah, but...
I don't know if you've seen it.
This is good business.
Yeah.
And I'm not the producer. I'm the host.
I got one more prediction, the Knicks sweep.
You're saying Knicks sweep?
Yeah, Knicks sweep.
You're saying Knicks sweep?
Yeah, Knicks sweep.
And I'll say, just for the sake of getting away from you, I'm going to say Sixers win 2 at home. So there we go. My name is producer Pete Zapai.
Yo, it's Daniel, like always.
And here's one of the songs rising up the pop charts. Here's Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
Shout out Sabrina Carpenter.
This song actually fucks. And you can tell that it was probably written for Doja Cat.
It sounds very Dr. Luke.
It's very Doja Cat. Not here, thinking about me
every night, oh, it says Dr. Luke's fingerprints all over it.
Who is Dr. Luke?
Maybe you might want to cut the music a little bit.
Why? Who's Dr. Luke? American songwriter.
You don't know Dr. Luke?
Stage a comeback from the shadows.
He's like a a huge music producer who allegedly sexually assaulted Kesha.
Oh, but, I remember hearing about that. That's this guy?
But they're saying that, like, Kesha was just in, like, a really bad contract, which she was. So she, like, said, like, hey, I got sexually assaulted by this guy.
Holy shit.
Who has, like, a huge history of working with women and never doing stuff. I don't know. Who knows?
We're both saying the same thing. You said this has Dr. Luke written all over it. I said it sounds like a Doja Cat song. Dr. Luke produced Say So by Doja Cat.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
As well as her album Planet Her. And that, yeah. She's who gave the comeback.
Yeah, he's been working with Doja Cat. Like, he's been heavily working with Doja Cat. Like, he kind of, like, crafted her sound almost.
Holy shit.
He's also working, I think, with, like, a transgender singer. I forget her name.
Chappelle Roan?
No, it's a woman. I think it's a man to woman.
I don't know. I know there's Chappelle Roan, and then there's the person that hangs out with Sam Smith.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah, it's Kim Petras.
That's the one.
Yeah, Dr. Luke works with her.
Look at us. We're pretty tapped in.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. Here's the rest of Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter with the assist potentially from a creep. Shel Silverstein's a man.
He's a fucking grizzly man.
What's the name of the song again?
Espresso, it's moving on TikTok right now.
By and Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. It sounds so much like a fucking Doja Cat song.
What?
Thanks for listening to Bad Business. Buy our beer, you fucking idiots. And fuck you, Barack.
If you buy a beer, you're not a fucking idiot. You're very smart.
Well,
and
you're
handsome.
A fucking idiot until you drink our beer.
Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!